a reminder, while we usually have live shows Monday through Thursday, we are off the week of April 20th for vacation, so we'll be back the following week. Zach Abraham, emergency swamp watch.
Good to be here. Wish it was slightly different. Well, it's not a big deal, but wish it was slightly different circumstances.
No, it is a big deal. I protest that. So what happened? Well, what I think happened, and I'm going to set about trying to prove it via journalistic means. But a few weeks ago on this show, you said because the new income tax targeting wealth, you were going to try to move your business. And then after that, you kind of went viral a little bit. Fox News talked to you. Some other news stations talked to you as part of like the wealth exodus, right?
Yeah.
So you get a letter. Was this U.S. mail from the State Department of Revenue?
Oh, certified mail, actually.
The state of Washington sent you a certified letter. So April 6th would have been a few days after you were all over the news.
2 weeks.
2 weeks. They sent you a certified letter saying, we're going to audit you. This never happened to you before.
Yeah, this was exactly 2 weeks. So we just got home from spring break with the kids the other day, 2 days ago, going through our mail, open up this state thing from the Department of Revenue, Washington State Department of Revenue. And I'm reading through it. And first of all, it's dated April 6th. And it tells us and then it's postmarked April 7th. And it tells us that we have until April 13th to respond to them with these documents. And if we do not get them these documents by April 13th, which is 7 days after their original message is postmarked, which, you know, I don't even know how it's possible I'd physically be able to get those documents back to them. But they were saying, if you don't have these documents back to us in 6 days, 7 days, we will commence with an audit. And it's basically looking back, from what I can tell, it's looking back over the last 5 years, and they are attempting, from what I can tell and read, again, I haven't been able to speak to my CPA about it, but they are attempting to adjust the charges upward. So they're trying to charge me more. Now, again, we'll go through it with the CPA. I'm not going to borrow trouble. Thankfully, we have a CPA and a lawyer. And so, you know, I can just issue documents at this point. But it's another one of those things where, once again, it just feels like a violation. I'm still caught up in the whole no kings mantra, right? But somehow a guy that's had an LLC in the state for 11 years gets his first audit 2 weeks after a story, including him, goes national about him criticizing state policy. I'll tell you what, I have a little bit of a different feeling after receiving that. And again, I want to make sure, right? Maybe like the Washington kid, pardon me, wants to believe that this was a mistake or it's a misunderstanding or something like that. But again, I have never seen anything like this. I've owned an LLC in the state for 11 years. All of a sudden this drops on my doorstep 2 weeks after that. And it, you know, the other thing too, I'll tell you the reason it struck a chord, you know, several folks that you and I both know, I've been warned multiple times from several people that said, look, you're dealing with extraordinarily vindictive people. Mm-hmm. And I can guarantee you, if you speak out, you're going to get attention you don't want. And, you know, nobody wants to deal with that. But my attitude is when you have nothing to hide, come and get it. You know what I mean? Do your worst. I really don't care. I'm not going to kowtow to people like this. But if this can wake one more person up to know who you're dealing with, know the types of thugs that you're dealing with and how they do not care about the rule of law. They don't care about your constitutional rights. They don't even care about the constitutional rules and laws that are supposed to govern their own actions. Right. And so, it's another long line in the saga of this government being incredibly hostile to people that pay, people that contribute. And, yeah. To say it's a slap in the face, kind of feels like somebody broke into your house a little bit too. You know what I mean?
Now, are they saying it's random, or are they saying specifically they have reason to believe that you owe them more money?
They didn't say anything. It was just a very odd letter that was, you have until, and again, postmarked April 6th, you have until April 13th, which I'm sitting there going, how, okay, this must be some bizarre, right? Who does that? I mean, you know, the IRS, I just got done. The funny thing is this is just coming off a 2.5 battle year with the SEC, where they went after me for complete nonsense, Thank God it all got sorted out, but it cost me $150,000 to defend myself for 2.5 years. As soon as that gets closed, now boom, they're going to. So anyway, I don't, it wasn't accusing me of anything necessarily, but it was basically, we think that you owe more. You need to get these documents to us within 6 days, or we're going to commence with a full tilt audit. And then I got a follow-up notice that also came because, like I said, I was gone on April 6th. I didn't get back till the 15th, 14th or 15th. And so then I just got the follow-up letter today, which is we're commencing with the audit. So it's just amazing. It's amazing how that happened within 2 weeks of a story going national via Fox News where I get quoted in it.
Yeah, and I mean, your SEC thing was started under Biden, so it wasn't something that happened under the Trump administration. So Democrats did that, and again, no findings of wrongdoing. Democrats are doing this in the Department of Revenue. For you, I guess, does that change the calculus at all? Because I know you've become kind of overnight very involved now in the fight against the income tax on millionaires, more politically active than you've been in the past as a result of this. So if they're going to start to come after you personally, does it change the calculus for you?
Changes it long term. It doesn't change it short term.
What do you mean?
Meaning, you know, I don't want to jump to any conclusions, but I think when you're in an environment where a government is openly hostile to you, I think that you have to make some consideration regarding, you know, the value of your business. My business, by God's good grace, Bulwark Capital is worth a lot of money. And you know, kids' lives, you know, financial security, all that stuff matters. At the same time, you know, I'm also a big believer in if you've been put in a position where you have the ability to push back against people like this, I think that you're morally obligated. And so, you know, for at least the next year and a half, I can tell you this just upped the amount of money that I'm willing to commit to the fight. This just upped the veracity. The other thing I'm starting to do is I've been talking with and meeting with Washington state legislators, and really digging into the state budget, sort of like I'd break down a company that we're looking at. And it's incredible. It really is incredible. So no, I this just fires me up more because I want to expose these people. The other thing is, again, you know, we've got some great clients and a great business, but we've also taken the utmost efforts to operate everything about our business completely above board. And I think that that kind of enables me some wiggle room to look at them and go, come on, come on. And you know, at the end of the day, people, you and I both know there's a lot of people that agree with us that are too afraid to speak up. And my attitude is if you're going to keep your mouth shut during something like this, you have no ability to gripe about the outcomes. And no, so for me, this just puts some more fuel in the tank. And you know, for lack of a better term, it pissed me off. And you know, I want a pound of flesh.
Yeah, well, a couple things. What you said there reminds me of the first meeting I had with my CPA, which was everything I do has to be perfect. Because I told him, I said, if they were trying to come after me, it's going to be through the books. And so I needed him to know that there was always going to be a likelihood that in the state of Washington, somebody would try to come after me and catch me doing something. Not that I would ever intentionally do anything nefarious, but you know, even a slip up or an accident could be twisted to seem like it's something else. But what's happening, and I do believe, I don't think this is random. I don't think there's a chance in hell after 11 years, all of a sudden, like, this is random. And here's why. This same thing happened to businesses during the pandemic. Under Governor Jay Inslee, businesses would be on the news and they'd speak up about what's happening and say, hey, we can't afford to close down or whatever. And the very next day, they'd have Department of Health people there. They'd be getting notices from the state, and they would be given hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines. Liquor control would go there. And so, you know, this is a pattern for them of using the Department of Revenue or other state agencies to go after people who dare to challenge them publicly.
Yeah, and one of the things, because there is something that has happened here where you have, I think, the normal Washington voter, right? Who probably votes very similarly to the way they voted 15, 20 years ago. Okay. And I think that's the majority of people. They have a lack of understanding of how radical and how vitriolic these people have gotten. And I'm not going to put people on blast. I wish these people would speak out, but you and I both know leaders in the Democratic Party that have been elected to high offices in this state in the past 25 years who have spoken behind closed doors to both Democrats and Republicans and warned us, you are not dealing with Democrats like you guys had with us. We appreciated business. The people that are down at Olympia hate you. They bought into the Marxist ideology that they think rich people and capitalists are the problems. And literally, these politicians are saying these things and warning groups of business people behind closed doors. And if these people, there's progressive groups that are waking up and fighting this underneath the surface because they know what a disaster this is going to be. The average voter, unfortunately, is the most uninformed, and they do not understand what's going on, the massive overreach here, right? Like I've said, jokingly said, we've got a king's problem in the state, but it ain't Donald Trump. Okay. And I don't think people, and I don't think, I know people do not understand this is a risk to all of us because just step on their, right? It's like the old adage, right? You have an elephant in the kitchen, it's all fine till it steps on your toes, right? And give it time. And it's probably not going to take very long because if governments are willing to do this, and I told one of somebody at work, I go, look, I'm not surprised there's somebody in the room that is willing to take these kind of actions. What shocks me is that nobody else in the room pushes back, right? To have the government that you're paying hundreds of thousands of dollars a year into, that you've lived in your entire life, that you give away time and volunteer time and pay taxes, it comes after you because you sit there and say you don't agree with their policy. Like that should terrify everybody. And it doesn't matter what side of the political aisle you're on, right? Even I'm shocked by it.
It's been interesting to watch just your life in the last month and a half. And for better or worse, I guess I'll take a little bit of credit for this severe red, not even red pilling, because you were already awoken to the nonsense. But you know, it's not like you've tried to stay out of politics. I mean, you were a longtime advertiser with the late Dori Monson. That's why you advertise on my show as well. You know, certainly you understand that there's some, you know, political maybe ramifications to that. But once that income tax passed, all of a sudden, I mean, they pissed off the wrong guy because little do they know. I mean, all of a sudden, it's like now you're in the fight in a way that you haven't been in the fight before. And I think it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Well, thank you. And I will tell you this though, that there's an army of us, a bunch of people, and I would say that the average age group is probably between 40 to 55 of guys that have been very successful doing things. And what's funny is we've had discussions behind closed. Like you said, I've been politically aware and involved my entire life. I always managing money. I always focused way more on national politics. And we've all had these conversations behind closed doors where we've said, look, we've realized we've made a mistake. And I think it just turned into their mistake because we're not going to make it again. There's that old adage, that was the moment I was radicalized. The moment they passed that income tax, that woke a lot of us up and said, wait a second, the problem just isn't in DC. It's right here across the street. And the funny thing about that is that's not an amorphous object that's too big to attack. We can attack that. And more importantly, we can raise an amount of money that can damage it and rip it apart. And all of us are hell-bent on doing that. And we've got some great plans in the works. And I'm excited. It's go time and it's time to push back. And I want to do some damage.
I agree. Peaceful damage, but
Well,
damage
yeah, of
nonetheless.
course.
Of course, of course. We just always have to say peaceful
Of
damage.
course. Yeah, 100%.
Well, to the extent that it's my fault you got audited, I do apologize for that. But you know, maybe it's a blessing in disguise that will expose. And I will use every journalistic tool at my disposal to try to determine whether it was politically motivated and targeted. I mean, we'll file PDRs. We'll do what we need to do. I have a couple sources with a nexus to the Department of Revenue. I don't know if they can get access to anything that might prove it, but I'm on the case, Zach. Okay.
Well, yeah, and just so people know too, I feel the exact same way. And you and I had conversations about this. If we can find out that it's not, which I hope, look, I hope that's the case. I know, I'll be the first one to come out and say it. Unlike a lot of our political opponents, I don't want to win on lies and half truths. I want to win on just laying the facts out, right? And let the truth speak for itself and let everybody voice their opinion. Again, unlike our political opponents. So yeah, but yeah, this is added some extra juice to the equation. I can promise you that.
Sorry, I crossed my fingers like this before you finished your sentence. I want it to be political. I would love for it to be political, please, God, please.
I mean,
Anyway.
it seems like pretty low chances it's not, right? The timing is pretty interesting.
1%. I'll leave a 1% window open. I wonder if Kalshi, is that it? Will let me place a bet on this.
Place some bets out. We've got to have somebody make a market for us, right?
All right, Zach Abraham. We'll keep us apprised of the situation, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.